Welcome to American Indian and Alaskan Native Living, a program designed to educate and inspire listeners throughout Indian country. American Indian and Alaskan Native Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he is here today to help you learn more about your health. Here is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We are here recording another show from the very exciting and vibrant and perhaps noisy venue of ASI 2022 being held in August in Orlando, Florida. Across from me is someone who represents an organization that I've wanted to have on the show for a long time. It has been really hard to get these folks because they are so busy, including with projects in Indian country. Kyle Allen with Adventist World Radio, great to have you with us.
Hey, great to be here, Dr. DeRose. It's a privilege.
Kyle, one of the things, and I'll just tell you, I got a call several months ago from someone who was working in, especially around the Navajo Nation, on the Navajo Nation as well, and they were telling me about an exciting project that they're helping to spearhead working. I don't know who all the partners are, but one of the partners is Adventist World Radio, and they're actually launching a new radio station on, I think it's actually on the Navajo Nation.
That's correct.
Tell us, do you know any details about this?
Yeah, so we've had a dream for some time. Actually, the founder of Adventist World Radio, Alan Steele, has a particular burden to help the Native American tribes and wanted to do a station on the Navajo Nation for some time. And by God's grace, we had a door open that allowed us to get a license and allowed us to get some land there, and we've been able to put a plan together to have a station to reach a large chunk of the Navajo Nation there in portions of Arizona and various parts of the area there. And I don't have the exact details of where all the signal's going to cover, but I know that it's going to cover a large chunk, and we are very excited about this project. It's a partnership between Adventist World Radio and the Seventh-day Adventist Church in that part of the United States.
Wonderful. I mean, this is exciting, and it's exciting for us because we continue to hear great things about lives being changed through American Indian and Alaska Native Living Radio and the magazine, and we know that's going to expand the reach of what we're doing in Navajo country.
Absolutely, and we hope that as people listen to this new radio station, that they will find hope and healing. A lot of what you're talking about, Dr. DeRose, finding that health, that total person health, physical, mental, and spiritual health, and that's what we hope to help provide there for the Navajo people. And by God's grace, we hope it'll be soon, and we hope it'll be a blessing.
You know, a lot of people hear the name Adventist before World Radio, Adventist World Radio, and if people don't know what the Seventh-day Adventist Church has been doing in Indian country, I mean, just to help people, to partner with people over the years, some people say, well, what is a church doing, and is this just going to be religious programming? Tell us a little bit about the amazing stuff that right now, if someone just said, I want to check out Adventist World Radio, tell about the health programs that you have on your network.
You know, that's a great question. And one of the things that we believe is that people around the world are looking for health. Mm-hmm. They're struggling in their physical health from different diseases and types of things that weigh us down, both of the body and the mind. And so one of our main goals is to provide programming and opportunities around the world for people to find that whole person health that so many people long for. And we've seen miracles as God has allowed us to present programs and do actual, not only programs, but actual medical clinics as well in coordination with those programs to bring health and healing to people all over the world in some of the most difficult places.
One of the other exciting things to me, Kyle, with that background is that as you partner to put this station in a place that's going to reach so many people on the Navajo Nation, I know you often bring a commitment, like you've shared, to if there's a need, if there's a desire,
right,
to partner with local tribal entities or others to actually deliver health services.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about how you've done that in different parts of the world.
So actually, I'm very excited because we just got back from Colombia, South America, literally just a month ago.
Okay.
We were there. And in this part of Colombia, we were in Cali, Colombia, a large city of a couple million people. And we broadcast there. We do different work to bring health to people on the airwaves. But we wanted to do something practical.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually conducted a health clinic at a large school there in Cali. and we brought about 50 volunteers from the United States and around the world, dentists, doctors, nurses, physician's assistants, and they came and we spent a week treating as many people as we could from dawn to dusk.
Wow.
Helping the people there. And by God's grace, we had about 2,000 that came through the clinic, about 650 dental patients alone. Our dentists were working from literally the as early as the clinic opened at 7 a.m. all the way until 9:30 p.m. at night.
Wow.
They didn't want to let one patient go that wanted dental care. And our doctors were working, helping people. And we had everything from primary care to women's health, children's health, mental health, the whole gamut. And people were so blessed because they were able to come and find help that they couldn't find in other places.
That is so tremendous. I'll be honest with you. I've worked with a lot of radio stations, radio networks over the years, and I don't know everything that they do, but I don't recall ever hearing of a radio network that said, we're broadcasting in this community.
Right.
We don't want to just give them good information, good education. We actually want to go there and help you accomplish some things that you want to accomplish.
Yeah, it was a great experience. And just to see the reaction of people, they're like, well, why are you doing this? Like, what's the catch? And we're like, there is no catch. We just want you to know that God loves you, that he wants you to live a healthy, happy life, and we want to serve. And that's the beauty of service. As you know, doctor, helping someone find health is one of the greatest joys. It mm-hmm. brings me joy to be able to see someone else who couldn't smile before. Now they're able to smile because their teeth are fixed or because they've been able to finally see a doctor.
Mm.
And it's just a great experience. And not only that, but we also had lifestyle programs at the clinic. So they're able to learn how to cook healthfully, how to live healthfully, and to apply those principles after they leave the clinic so they can have a healthier life back home.
This is so great. We had a guest on earlier on the series of shows that we're recording here who is a dental hygienist. And she was sharing her story of how she went on some mission trips with an organization. She didn't mention the name of the organization, but she said they just kept coming back to this particular community every year, and all they did was pull teeth. They never educated people. So I really appreciate what I'm hearing about your focus. You're not only taking care of the acute needs, but you're saying, hey, we'd love to come back every year or
right.
whatever it might be. But what we're going to do is try to keep you from having to require medical or dental
That's
services
right.
in the future. That is so fantastic. Now, because we've talked about this, Kyle,
yeah.
I know there's a lot of health professionals that listen to this program.
Yes.
I know you don't have plans to do something on the Navajo Nation right now. I know you haven't talked with tribal leaders. They haven't invited you to come out and all that.
Right, right.
So we're not going to go there, obviously. But I know you've got other projects coming up in other places in the world.
That's
and there
right.
may be health professionals tuning in right now, and they say, wow, this sounds great. I would love to volunteer or do something like that. Is there a way for someone to get involved?
Man, you just threw me the question I wanted to hear.
Okay, fair enough.
Although I will say, just on the outset, we actually have talked about doing something in Navajo country once that radio station is up and going. We've
Wonderful.
Talked about doing a medical clinic there, so stay tuned.
Okay.
No details
okay.
on that, but it's definitely been discussed, and we have a desire to do it.
Wonderful.
But we have some very exciting opportunities coming up for anyone who'd like to be involved. Next year, we don't have the concrete dates, but it's looking like end of June 2023, we're going to be in Eastern Europe
Wow.
To do a medical clinic for the refugees there. Of course, we've all heard the news this year out of Ukraine, mm-hmm. the terrible things that have happened there. So there's a lot of need, and we want to do a special medical clinic there in Europe next year. So that's our plan for 2023. Exact location hasn't been nailed down yet,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be at the end of June. And then in 2024, we're mm-hmm. very excited because we were supposed to, in 2020, go to Papua New Guinea,
Wow.
which is a country that has tremendous needs in terms of their medical care.
Uh-huh.
We had done pre-trips and looked at the hospitals there. We wanted to do a huge clinic to help a lot of people. And we were actually there in February 2020.
Oh,
and
wow.
you all know what happened in March of 2020.
Yeah, you barely got back, it sounds
yeah.
like.
So that was the end of that dream. But by God's grace, we're going to be able to fulfill that dream in 2024 and go back and do a clinic in Papua New Guinea. And we'd love to have any of you that are listening that are medical, we'd love to have you volunteer as a part of either of these clinics. And we hope and we pray that we'll be able to do one in Navajo country someday soon.
Wow. Do they contact you? Do they contact the organization? If a physician is listening right
sure.
now and they say, I want to go on this trip.
Absolutely. So if you simply go to our website, awr.org, and you click on the health tab or awr avinusworldradio.org/health. You can find our information there and sign up to receive more info on any of these trips coming up in the future.
Okay, so Kyle Allen, you are the vice president, is that correct?
That's correct.
World Radio?
Yes, yes.
So if someone can't find the information and they can't remember Kyle Allen or even the name of this radio show, just remember AWR, that's for AdventistWorldRadio.org, and say, I heard the vice president. He said I could volunteer on a trip somewhere overseas.
That's right. And I just checked. So you can go to our awr.org/health and sign up to our weekly newsletter. And also that will get you in touch with our announcements about upcoming trips and opportunities to
great.
Volunteer.
So free newsletter, electronic yep. newsletter, just That's by right. going to awr.org/health.
That's right.
And there's a sign up for a free newsletter.
That's right. And we also have videos on YouTube that are on health called Level Up. You'll mm-hmm. see them there. And other videos about miracle stories, things God is doing all over the world. It's
wonderful.
Incredible.
Well, if you're listening to this show and haven't shut it off yet, you probably are tolerating the host at least. Maybe you're saying, why doesn't he just be quiet and let Kyle Allen speak the whole time?
No, but
for those of you that are regular listeners on American Indian and Alaska Native Living, I've had the privilege of being one of the guests on some of those Level Up shows.
Yes.
So if you're wondering what the host of American Indian and Alaska Native Living looks like or what I shared on some programs that were dealing with a variety of topics, you can jump on to awr.org/health. The Level Up programs.
The Level Up programs are there, and they're all tied to YouTube. So you can also find them on our YouTube channel. If you just go to YouTube, you can also just type in Adventist World Radio and find them there on our YouTube channel. But we would love for you to check out those videos. And thank you, Dr. DeRose, for being a guest okay. on some of our Level Up programs. We appreciate that.
Well, I'm appreciating you being a guest here. But before we leave,
yes.
there's a couple of other things I wanted to ask you
sure.
about, Kyle. One of them is a lot of times people that I deal with as a physician, we may be able to help them with their physical health. I may be able to write a prescription that treats maybe an infectious illness they have. But a lot of times people have mental and emotional issues
yes.
that they're dealing with.
Yes.
Now, I know that's something that you at AWR have been concerned about, and you try to help people spiritually as well.
Yes.
What kind of programming do you have along those lines?
Well, we have a lot, and you know that's a very good question, because one of the things that we believe is that our physical health is impacted by how we think and how we what we believe as well. It's a total health, right? Physical, mental, spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have peace in our heart, it affects our whole health.
Mm.
So that's one of the things that we love about the programs that we have. The Bible, we believe, is a book that can offer practical counsel for how to live a life that is free from worry, free
mm-hmm.
from guilt,
mm-hmm.
free from fear, and full of peace. And so we offer programs that help people understand the truths of the Bible so that they can find that freedom from guilt, from worry, all the things that bog people down. There is so much hope in the Word of God.
I would agree with that.
And we want to share that with people. And it's amazing when you see the impact on someone's life when they hear texts from the Bible and how it impacts their thinking, which impacts how they feel, which impacts their physical health. It's all connected.
Definitely.
And so a lot of programs on prophecy, on practical topics, on how to live a better life, all kinds of family life, all of it's tied together in our programs on Adventist World Radio.
I so appreciate you making that emphasis. And what I think is exciting is a lot of the principles you share. Yes, it's from a Christian perspective,
yes.
but even if someone's had a bad experience with Christianity, if they put those practices into play in their
right.
life,
right.
I mean, it can make a huge difference.
Exactly. You know, someone may say, oh, well, I had a bad experience in church. Well, I would encourage you, just give it a try. Because the principles that are there will be a blessing to your life.
So, Kyle, once more, if someone wants to connect with AWR, how do they do it?
Okay, so I'd say two things, David. Go to our website, awr.org. You'll find tons of resources there, videos, stories, and our health section, which has tons of information and how you can connect with us about our health programs and content, as well as our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, type in Adventist World Radio. You'll find all the videos there as well.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for joining us on today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. As always, I'm Dr. David DeRose wishing you the very best of health.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please reach out to us on the web at AIANL.org. That stands for American Indian Alaska Native Living. Again, AIANL.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When Jim died, I wondered if I would be able to keep the farm. Then I heard about the USDA's loan program for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. It's for women and minorities who may be having trouble getting credit. Once I was approved, the USDA's Farm Service Agency helped me get the credit I needed. Now I don't have to sell, and I can pass the farm down to my kids the way Jim's dad passed it down to him. I know he'd like that.
Contact your local USDA service center or visit www.fsa.usda.gov.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We are in this very vibrant and noisy environment in Orlando, Florida. It is the ASI annual international event taking place in August of 2022. The convention center here is just really buzzing with excitement, even more busy than it's been throughout much of the event. Across from me is, an amazing guest, Jose Rolando Porras. Have I got the name down pretty good?
You did.
You go by Rolando, though, right?
I do.
So, Rolando, you've been doing something that I find fascinating. Over the years, I've worked with intensive lifestyle change programs in health centers. You actually are the founder of a health center, correct?
That's correct.
So tell us a little bit about the institute that you founded.
Sure. Well, we started in 2019, okay. And it was actually the outgrowth of what we called an outpatient clinic we had in Florida.
Okay.
So I used to be based in Western Florida, mm-hmm. a very upscale community.
Okay.
And so my previous job was to be an investment banker.
You were an investment banker?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you started an outpatient health center in Florida?
That's right. So what I used to do for 23 years, uh-huh. I was in the investment banking, either based in Boston to Ireland, Switzerland, and Bermuda. And eventually I ended up in Miami.
Uh-huh.
And so I started working there in what people call a family office.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're familiar with
that. I do not know what a family office is in the investment banking community.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to educate me on that one.
So pretty much when you have a client that has billions,
uh-huh.
he's a multi-billionaire with a B.
Okay. And you were working with those kind of people.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. That's a little bit out of my league, just for the full disclosure. Okay.
So usually when a client has that kind of money, multi-billionaire, what they like to do is not just deposit their money into one bank. They diversify across banks. But even so, it is still too much money for a bank to manage. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they form what they call a family office. Okay. And they actually pluck very good talent from the main and the most important banks to manage that.
Oh, okay.
So we had someone managing from Goldman Sachs, which is the top bank. And he hires me to run the stock market component of that office.
Okay, okay.
So what I did is I would do that as a full-time job. But on the weekends, on Sundays, I would run my community clinic.
I got it.
So that was fueled by the capital, that by my salary. Uh-huh. I could run that for free every Sunday.
Okay.
And so I started, reaching out to my community in Weston. And we were doing really well. If you would call me and you would say, Rolando, I need an appointment with you, I would say, I'm so sorry, Dr. David DeRose. I can only see you in 10 months. That was the waiting line.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. You're an investment banker.
Yeah.
On Sundays, you're actually offering a health clinic. But are you the one giving the health counsel?
Yes. Well, keep in mind that this is very basic, a basic approach. And so what we would do is we'd just check their vitals. And mind you, I had already been to many lifestyle centers where I was actually trained to do such a thing.
Okay, okay.
And so, we were attracting people with the story of the Blue Zones. You're familiar with the Blue Zones.
I am, but why don't you tell my listeners? Because some folks tuning in, we've talked about it on the show before, but we're not on this edition of the show. Okay, so tell us, what are the Blue Zones?
So there's five pockets in the world where people live up to 100 years old and very low indices of cancer, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, non-communicable disease. Mm-hmm. And they are not only living up to 100 and plus, but you'll see these centenarians water skiing, horseback riding, remarkable. And so we use that to share that with our community, and they wanted to come in and say, what are they doing? How do they do that? And so we would invite them and say, well, I can share this with you, but I need to know where your areas of improvement are.
Right, right.
And so for that, we need to assess you, you see? And so progressively, this got word got out into the community. And now the major complaint was, we were seeing really great results, but here was the main complaint. We love what you're sharing with us. We love about the corrective diet. We love all the lifestyle components, but it's hard for us to put it into action because we don't know. I get the theory, and we would spend a meeting would be maybe an hour and 30, sometimes 6 hours.
Now, wait a minute. You're sitting with one client for 6 hours?
Sometimes that would be the case.
Oh, wow.
Questions and answers.
And they're paying for these services?
It was free at first.
Oh, okay.
Eventually, people started leaving money as a donation. And that, because we had so much traction with that, those donations were actually helpful for us to expand the ministry, if you want to call it a ministry.
And you're doing that all in Florida at the time?
That was in Weston, Florida.
Okay, okay.
So if people wanted to know how to do this, the next step would have been then to establish a sanitarium, a lifestyle center. But I wasn't ready for that, Dr.
David. Okay, okay, okay.
Eventually, something happened in my business that opened that door, and I dove into it. I came to Tennessee. We bought a property, 12 acres. We had in that property about 80 or 70, 75 to 80 fruit trees already.
Wow.
A greenhouse. I mean, the property was set for this.
So you've got this vision. You've had the investment banker. That required a lot of training, a lot of experience. And then you're getting this vision to help people with their health. You're seeing amazing results. Even though you're not a health professional, you're educating people. You're making a difference in their lives. And you buy a property with this idea that you're going to open up a live-in health center, right? Have I got the picture?
That's correct.
Okay. We're tracking along now. So when does this health center open up?
So we started in Weston in 2015. The health center started in 2019.
Okay.
So it's
right,
recent.
Right, right.
We moved there October 2019. Well, that's when we closed. I moved there November. 2 weeks into it, we have our first visitor. A local pastor from head elder from a very famous church in our area.
Okay, okay. And where are you located just geographically in Tennessee?
We are central Tennessee, 2 hours south of Nashville.
Okay, okay. So, of course, you don't call these people patients because you're not healthcare providers, but you're providing, I'm assuming, educational services, correct? So you call them clients, or what terminology do you use?
So we don't call them patients. We call them guests or visitors, and we don't treat anybody. We don't sell anything, and we cannot diagnose anything. So it's a very, very basic approach. We're bringing people back to the 8 laws of health.
Okay.
And with that alone, we've seen incredible turnarounds in people's health.
So I love this because it's kind of a no-frills program, right? You don't have all these high-powered doctors, nurses paying, you know, big dollars to have the staff. So you've kept your overhead down, and you say, we're just going to educate people on practical lifestyle strategies. So help us understand, I mean, what kind of people have come here? What have these visitors or guests experienced?
We have had an incredible diversity of visitors.
Uh-huh.
Just last week, we had the founder of Mater Filius. She's very open about this. And she founded a home for people to make to give people a choice so that they don't have to go through abortions.
Okay.
And so she's one of our guests. We also had a few weeks ago another lady that is a radio talk host, a radio host
talk show
sort of thing. So we have had people from Iceland, people from New York, I mean across the nation, people traveling overseas to come to us. It's been very, very interesting.
Now, this is amazing. So tell us a little bit about the name of your place and how someone can actually get a hold of you if they want to take advantage of this.
You can find us on the web as chooselifeabundant.org. And the name came about, see, we like this motto. The power of choice is ours, and it rests with us to determine what we will become. Choice is the only power that you have to really make a difference, or to make a turnaround in your life, but you have to make that choice. You have to have your will aligned with that. And that's where things happen. See, our program doesn't work. It doesn't. It is the person that comes in it willing to put in the work, and that's how you find the benefits.
I got it. So chooselifeabundant.org?
.org, because we're a charity.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all I got to remember is chooselifeabundant.org. And if I go there, I'll find out all the information I could possibly want about the program?
You should. We have the page. Our website is bilingual.
Okay, okay.
So you'll see half of it in English, half of it in Spanish. A lot of our visitors are Spanish speakers. So we can run the program both languages.
Now, I probably shouldn't say how much it costs me just to stay in the hotel around here. But if I look at my registration for this conference and my hotel costs for just 3 days, it's pushing, well, I think it's over what you charge for a 5-day residential guest program.
That's correct.
I mean, can I mention the price on air?
Yes, you can.
So $1,250 for 5 days, that's all the meals, lodging, everything.
The only thing we don't cover is your transportation there.
Okay, well, obviously. So you got to get there. Listen, if you're interested in what we're talking about, we are going to step away because we have got to take a quick break. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We've got more coming up right after this. Don't go away.
American Indian and Alaskan Native Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please contact us on the web at aianl.org or call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passersby are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to our second half of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Dr. David DeRose, sitting across from Rolando Porras. Rolando is the founder of Choose Life Abundant Lifestyle Center in Tennessee. We're talking about a very affordable, cost-effective program that can make a difference for you, especially if you're in the local area. I mean, just to drive there and go through a 5-day or 10-day program. Tell us a little bit about what the program would look like. If I say, well, this sounds interesting, maybe I've got diabetes or high blood pressure. By the way, do you have a lot of people with those conditions?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to come. A lot of these people, I'm sure they kind of know what they need to do. Is that right?
That's right.
And they want a structured environment. They want a coach. Someone's going to come alongside of them. Some cooks who are going to prepare good tasting food. Is that true?
Yes.
No way. Are you the cook too?
Well, I wear many hats in the ministry, but we are always supported by volunteers.
Okay.
And so I have a day with them before we start any program. I teach them and I orient them as to what to do and what not to do. And that includes, so for example, if we have someone coming in with diabetes, we have to set up a special diet for them. If we have someone coming in with an autoimmune situation, we have to do an autoimmune diet.
Wow. This is a program where you're actually being very deliberate about what you're doing. You're giving educational information. Tell us a story about someone maybe who came with diabetes or high blood pressure, and what happened? I mean, do you do measurements during the week at all?
Yes. So what we do, we had a lady come in. She is a nurse in the psychiatric field, and she's been in that field for 30-something years.
Okay.
She's currently working on her PhD.
Okay.
And so she's also visited many other wellness centers. So she came to us. And she spent 5 days, only 5 days with us. We took the measurements as soon as they come in. We take, numbers. Mm-hmm. Midway the program, we take numbers again. And at the end of the program, we take those numbers again.
Okay.
So we love data.
Okay, good, data good. That's good.
Itself, yes. Yeah. And it's very incredible, very impressive to see how those numbers progress. Now, we have had many, many programs. We only have seen one of them with the numbers going the other way.
Oh, you mean getting worse, not getting
worse,
better.
Yes.
Okay. And how many patients? I mean, I know they're not patients. I got to be careful. I'm a doctor, okay?
Yes.
I think of people who are sick as being patients. How many visitors have you seen, do you think, since 2019?
I haven't kept count, but to give you an average, we get to see one or two a month.
Okay.
That's as much as we can handle.
Really?
Yes. Well, sometimes we have three. We only have the capacity to work with four people per month.
So you're very limited as to how many visitors you can see. Tell us a little bit about those logistic constraints.
So the reason why we keep our numbers low is because we have found that when we work with people one-on-one and we make the program very personalized, custom-made for them, we see incredible results. So you're no longer a number at an institution. We are there to cater to every need that you may possibly share with us. Oftentimes, we see that they come in with high blood pressure.
Okay.
But that's only the tip of the iceberg, Dr. Dr. David, because what we see is that there's something at the root.
Okay.
That if that's not addressed, we can take the fruit, which is a cardiovascular disease, but guess what? They may go to another. Another fruit may appear. Mm-hmm. Maybe diabetes will show there.
Right.
Maybe obesity will show. If we don't take care of the roots, those fruits will continue to show with a different name. And so now that's where the mental component comes in.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
And so we use a lot of the tools that we find in, there's another wellness center run by Dr. Nedley.
Uh-huh.
He runs the anxiety and depression program.
Right, right.
And so we use a lot of that material, specifically the cognitive behavioral therapy.
Okay. So this is really working with people's distorted thinking that often undermines their resolve.
That's right.
Okay. So I have never, I've worked in a lot of lifestyle centers. I've been on staff at some places as a full-time worker. I have volunteered at places where I've helped. I'm thinking of some overseas programs that I've helped with. But it's always a team of people. There's a number of people that come in at a time. But this is really unique. So what would be the most number of visitors you would have in your facility at the same time?
The most that we could do is four.
Four.
So we could have two couples. I love when we get couples.
Okay.
Because you're helping, you're educating. My role is to educate you as to how to prepare the foods, how to make your own granola, how to make your own bread, how to do garden therapy, the hydrotherapy, and et cetera.
Wow.
So there's a lot of stuff going on here. It's it's very intensive. And there's also detoxing programs that we can include.
Okay.
But yeah, I love working with couples because sometimes a wife might say to me, I like to send my husband to you. He's got a weight problem. And we're teaching him, but when he goes back home, what's going to happen there?
Well, if she didn't learn the principles, right, it's not going to be too successful.
There's going to be a little bit of a clash.
Uh-huh.
So I invite the couples to come together.
Great.
They learn together. You get better together.
This is really exciting. So I love this concept of the individualized, you know, health program. Like I said, I've not heard anything about it. So because you're so limited as to how many people you can see at a time, I mean, do you have a huge waiting list? Like if I wanted to come, are you going to say, hey, I think in 2026 we may have an opening. Is it that bad?
See, one of the things that I've discovered here is I cannot have plans the way I want them.
Hmm.
So what I have discovered is that people just show up and they say, hey, I need your help. When can I come? And so I try to fit them in the next couple of months.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that's how we work through this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's say someone's listening. They heard us give out the website. Why don't we give it out again right now?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's chooselifeabundant.org.
Okay. So chooselifeabundant.org. So you've got this very individualized program. People, you're accommodating them whenever you can within a few months of their call. But here's the question I've got. If someone right now is listening and they say, I got the website, it's simple, chooselifeabundant.org, but I don't have internet access and I really am excited about this program. Is there a phone number or something? And what is that?
Yes, yes. People can reach us at 305-632-9835. That's again 305-632-9835. And because we are in the countryside, we rely on satellite internet.
Do you really?
And it's very tough. We're very self-sustainable that way. But if someone is trying to reach us and they can't reach me, please leave me a message or text me. That number will receive text messages.
Oh, okay. Let me make sure I've got this number down correctly. It's area code 305.
Yes.
632-9835.
You got it.
Okay. So if I call that number or text that number, because of the satellite stuff, if it's thundering and lightning or something, it may not get reception, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so leave a voice message. I've got this. If my wife and I want to come for a five-day program, and it's $1,250 each, is that how it works, or is there a discount for a couple?
That's correct. So if you're a married couple, we like to give you a 10% discount.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So both get 10% or one gets 10%?
Total.
Oh, really? Okay. So I'm getting excited about this. I don't know that we're going to actually show up there anytime soon or call you and try to get in. But Rolando, you're doing something really remarkable here. And I'm just being honest with you. I'm trying to do the math here. Mm. I know you got volunteers, but I'm assuming you've walked away from your career as an investment banker.
That's correct. I gave up on everything, and whatever I had left, I put it into this project.
Wow.
Absolutely everything. So I don't own a retirement account anymore. Uh-huh. It's all invested in our land.
Wow. So you've got this program, and I'm just thinking of, you know, numbers you're talking about, the amount you're charging, and, you know, you've got to have a lot of overhead with the food, all the resources that it takes to put on a program. So are you in danger of going out of business tomorrow and, you know, this whole show is going to be just a waste of both of our time?
Well, we have in our property, we have gardens and we grow most of our food. We can get it from there.
Really?
Yes. So that's another component. We have our own water. The house is solar powered. And so the only overhead that we have at this moment is our mortgage and a few little tiny things like,
okay,
you know, the typical. But yeah, because we also want to operate at a very low cost.
Uh-huh.
We want to bring our costs down for those that want to come and visit us. Because oftentimes we get people with anxiety and depression.
Uh-huh.
And they want to go to a program. I was talking to a friend and he said he spent about $30,000 for a month to help him find recovery.
Wow.
For depression.
Oh, and that's a big investment. And a lot of people don't have $30,000 that they can drop.
Exactly. And so what we do is we try to offer tools to help you with that.
Uh-huh.
And we've seen incredible results for a very low price. We want to make it accessible. And in that accessibility, we want to give you really good value. And that's why our property looks very beautiful. If you Google our pictures,
uh-huh,
you'll see most people say, man, this looks better than any 5-star hotel inside.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
really?
It's very beautiful. Very
beautiful. Okay. So, well, now you're really making a good sales pitch here. I want to hear a story, though, about mental health. Because, you know,
yes,
we don't measure, blood sugar or blood pressure when it comes to the brain. There's not a direct measurement.
That's right.
What can you tell us a story about someone who came?
So I'm going back to that story with that lady working in the psychiatric field as a nurse for 30-something years. She went through a program because she was struggling herself with depression and anxiety. And what we do is we use some of Dr. Nedley's tools, the PQ-9 test.
Okay.
And it tells you where your depression is, if it's major, if it's mild, or you see. And so we start the program with that. As she was going through the program, she was very impressed with the things that she was learning. And she says, I've been in the field for 30-something years, and I have never seen anything like this before. So she tells me, Rolando, I don't want this to go over your head, but I told her, don't worry, it's not going to go over my head because this material is not mine.
Uh-huh.
I'm only presenting it to you. I'm not the author of this. The author is, for me, God. And so what she says to me is, I have been to many wellness centers, and this, hands down, is the best.
Really?
It's the best I've experienced.
And she's a mental health professional herself.
She is. And she says that the material that she learned, she's going to implement with her own patients. Now, we do the PQ-9 test,
uh-huh,
on the way in and on the way out. And oftentimes, the majority of the times, we see it coming from severe to mild or none. It is remarkable.
I am very impressed with what you're sharing with me. You know, for a fraction of the cost of many of these programs, people can come and get this very individualized program. Mm. So I'm hearing it can help people with diabetes, with high blood pressure, with mental health issues. What about someone who's kind of feel like they've just plateaued with, you know, weight loss, they're discouraged? I mean, is there any reason for someone? I mean, I'm not just talking about someone who needs to lose a few pounds. Let's say they got a lot of weight and they feel like there's no hope. Would you take someone like that?
Yeah, there's limitations because part of the program requires that we are active. So there's an exercise component. Now, if they're in a wheelchair, if they're barely able to move, then the program is not going to be for them. Unfortunately, we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And someday, hopefully, we can branch out to that to take care of it.
Wow. I am so excited about this, okay? I just wish I had the 5 days that I could get away next week and you told me there was no one available. Tell us one more time. Someone wants to contact you,
yes.
Website and phone number.
So our website address is chooselifeabundant.org, and that's choose for choice.org. You can also find us at .com, But again, we're a charity. And our phone number is 305-632-9835.
Okay, let me just repeat those for our listeners. So the phone number, area code 305-632-9835, and the website, chooselifeabundant.org. Rolando, thank you so much for sharing.
Dr. David, thank you for having me. You've been a great host.
We have to step away. We've got another great guest coming up. It's an amazing connection with Rolando. You don't want to miss this. You're going to be surprised to see who my next guest is. Don't go away. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is a number story?
My number story started with fear and a lack of support, and it has led me to be there for others.
A number story begins in our childhood with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
My number story begins with the separation from my father and the emotional abandonment from my mother, and leads to me being a role model to not only myself, but those around me by becoming the person that wasn't there for me.
ACEs are so common, 2/3 of us have one.
My number story begins with drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
A study found the more ACEs, the more likely we may experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but that doesn't need to be the case. Your ACE number is simply an entry point to your own story. Where it leads is up to you.
My number story begins with years of emotional abuse and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control of where your number story leads at numberstory.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to our final segment of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. If you've been with us from the top of the hour, you realize that I just finished talking with Rolando Porras. I told you I've got an amazing guest who has an amazing connection with Rolando. I don't know that there's many people in the world with this connection, because I've got someone across from me by the name of Mariola Porras. Now, I think folks that even if they can't see your name tags like I can see, they say, wait a minute, that sounds like the same last name. Husband and wife, perhaps? Tell us.
No, we are siblings.
Siblings, brother and sister.
Brother and sister.
Now, some people might say, wait, now, Mariola Porras, I heard that name before on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. And if you're thinking that, you're one of my regular listeners, that is right. Mariola joined me last year from this very same venue, and you shared about the work that you do in the mental health area.
Correct.
So for those who don't know anything about you, tell us a little bit about, just kind of a glimpse of what you do. And then we'll talk about the amazing intersection between you and what your brother's doing.
All right. Well, my name's Mariola. Yeah, and thank you for having me here. I'm a life and health coach with an emphasis on the mind. Okay. So I worked at Beautiful Minds Medical for 5 years, where I got part of my training hands-on with, in collaboration with psychiatrists, counselors, therapists, nurses, and we developed and established the coaching program to supplement the work that the physicians were doing and the mental health experts. Why? Because we saw that One thing is to learn how to get better, right? Like what are the different treatment options, how lifestyle plays a role. But we needed to also encourage people to be able to apply these changes mm-hmm. at the very beginning and really accompanying them, moving them from just surviving with mental health to reviving and then thriving. Mm. And along that journey, what we want is to also create a community where people feel that once they heal, they can also become mental health advocates and promote and reduce the stigma that there is today with mental health, because there cannot be change, there cannot be health unless we have mental health.
So this is an amazing perspective that you have, because just like your brother, we heard about his background being an investment banker. Your background is not as a mental health professional, right?
Correct. No. I have a 15-year marketing corporate career where I worked with global companies with strategy and innovation. And now I get to apply that in a lot of the work we do as coaches.
This is amazing to me. Brother and sister, business background, corporate America, and you catch this vision for health. You're there helping people with mental health. You're doing outpatient programs yourself right now, Mariola. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. Last year, actually, it's going to be almost a year ago where I moved back to Guatemala. I moved back to Guatemala to expand this line of work, given that there is not much mental health awareness, right? So I felt the burden to really expand and do this through education and also through coaching. So really supplementing aftercare support and also capturing or reaching people through education and the work with other professionals that are not only treating, but are also believing in preventing and maintaining good mental wellness.
So we heard from your brother how a lot of folks will go through those outpatient programs, maybe not as individualized as what you're doing, Mariola. And then they'll say, it's not working, that I need to come to a residential program. Tell us now how you and your brother interface when you have someone that may need some more intensive therapy.
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of people reaching out for support. And there are people that just doing a one-on-one may not be exactly what meets their needs. So we need an inpatient program. Mm-hmm. So this is when we refer them to really have the experience of a controlled environment, because that really makes a difference, mm-hmm. right? So those are people that need a little bit more of intensive support and follow-up. And this is why we refer them out to an inpatient program. What we've seen, though, is that people get better. We get really good results, but they relapse. The levels of relapse is very high. So the aftercare is even more important than just raising awareness and getting them plugged in the services they need, is really following up with them afterwards. And for that, we have different formats. We have one-on-one coaching, which is more personalized approaches. We also have group coachings for those that need group coaching program, for those that need more community support, and also continued learning tools, so that as they get better and more functional, they can sustain the change.
So Mariola, before we talk a little bit more about maybe some clients that the two of you maybe shared, there's folks that are just hearing what you're talking about, and some are interested in, you know, Rolando's program, but others might be saying, well, how do I get a hold of Mariola? Is there a way to get a hold of you and take advantage of your services?
Yes, we are present in all the social media platforms. We have our website, which is Be Healthy Living, like Be Healthy Living .global.
Okay, so I've got the website down. It's Be Healthy Living .global, right?
Yes, and you can also find us under that same name on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Wow. So now we want to hear a story, because I know you've referred some people to your brother's program, and you've had some interesting synergy. Tell us a story.
Well, I can think of two clients, but one, it's coming up in my mind more. This person struggled with keeping up with the discipline.
Okay.
And this is where the inpatient program makes a lot more sense, because you get a more controlled environment, you create a habit, and then they graduate with a lot more capacity to sustain the habit. Mm-hmm. So this is where I find it important to refer them. Also, when there's like some type of a program where there includes some fasting and starting difficult things like exercise, that's when having the support 24 hours makes a big difference, rather than just prescribing or recommending, hey, how can we make this exercise happen for you? So usually it's people that have a level of functionality that is a lot lower that need more hand-holding.
Okay, and so you've sent a couple of people like that to your brother's program, to the Choose Life Abundant Health Center. And were you pleased with that? I mean, I know we've had your brother as a guest and you're related, but I want you to be honest. If you say, no, it was disappointing and I'm not going to refer anyone else there, how did it go?
Absolutely. It works very nicely because I prepare the client for them to be ready to then be a guest in this program. But the beautiful thing is that then I follow up with him. So the fact that his lifestyle center and my aftercare support or complement in the program, we speak the same language. So we don't have to relearn or kind of follow, you know, like fill in the gaps. I just pick it up where he's left off, and then we continue building him towards him becoming a mental health advocate and sharing through his story that there is hope for others.
So do I understand correctly that sometimes your brother will actually have someone you've never met before, and then he sees they have a need for aftercare, and then he'll refer to you?
Yes, and usually we have a discovery session or an interview to make sure that there's rapport, because having a coach is like having a hairdresser. You need to really connect with the person, and you establish, you know, the expectations, and if the person's ready, which is a screening that we do as well, then we pick it up from there, and they feel the support. They really see it as an added value, because they're not just graduating and left off on their own, but they actually have someone to check in with regularly.
Tremendous. So I know, Mariola, you work with a variety of programs, right? You'll send people to other health centers, or other health centers will refer to you. Is that safe to assume?
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's too far for someone from Guatemala and too expensive with the flight and all to come to Tennessee. Is that right?
No, actually, people that are committed to their health, they will make that happen, and they'll prioritize that. So we've seen really good reception when we recommend them to fly and get that kind of service and support.
I just think this is exciting, and I love this idea, you know, brother and sister working together. You kind of know your approach, so it's not, you're not referring someone to a center saying, boy, I hope this particular physician treats them, or you know what you're getting with your brother, because it's a small program, very individualized, right?
Right. And the other thing is that the coaching services that we offer are all virtual, so we can really serve people around the world.
Wow. So how busy are you, Mariola? We heard from your brother that it may take a couple of months to get to the program. If someone needed services from you, could they just go to the website behealthyliving.global and you'll say, okay, I got 5 openings next week?
Exactly. We have openings around 2 weeks of a wait, but if we find a slot, we'll just give them that discovery session, and they can schedule that directly from our website or from the social media platforms.
Okay. Now, a lot of people are familiar with .org, .com, but .global, so behealthyliving.global. I've got it?
You got it.
And if someone wants to come to your brother's program, do you know that information as well?
Absolutely. ChooseLifeAbundant.org.
ChooseLifeAbundant.org. Mariola, thank you for winding up this this program. I really enjoyed learning more about what you and your brother are doing. I know many of my listeners enjoyed it too.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you, each one, for joining us on today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. As always, I'm Dr. David DeRose, wishing you the very best of health.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.